Don, what has 32 brains and 3 jaws, each with 100 teeth?
Nothing I'd ever want to meet, Yael.
Actually, Don, the correct answer is a leech. And although I hope neither of us will have to meet one personally, the fact is that they're still used in medicine today.
But Yael, I thought bloodletting went out with the 19th century.
It did. But in the 1980s, with the development of microsurgery, leeches made a comeback. You see, reconstructive surgery done to reattach limbs or to transfer tissue from one part of the body to another also involves replumbing the blood vessels that nourish the repositioned tissue or bone. The problem is that sometimes the veins can't remove the blood fast enough from the area, and so the blood begins to clot. If additional surgery fails to correct the situation,
they bring in the leeches.
Right. That's because leeches do 3 things. They attach to the wound and suck out blood. They provide their own anesthetic so that the bite doesn't hurt. And they secrete an anticoagulant that keeps the blood flowing for hours. This gives the body time to form new veins that can handle the blood flow.
Pretty sophisticated for a relative of an earthworm. Still, you'd think scientists would come up with a machine that does all that.
Well, Don, what do you know? Researchers in Madison, Wisconsin did just that. Unlike leeches, though, their machine can be sterilized and doesn't move from one body part to another and doesn't fall off when it's gorged itself.
And I bet it doesn't gross out the patients either.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.